But the implication being that if it's Yevsheah, so it's Muter, without the Kikatini. Here we see that Rabbi Yudim Alokish is only Matir because of his special dispensation, his special Heter, Mitir Shodom Bol Almeisim. But without this dispensation, it should be Muter. Because of COVID Abriyas, so that's the Kashe against Aces. Now, apparently, the Rabbi Kilegia did not have, at that time, it wasn't published yet, the Tiras Odom of the Ramban. Now, the Tiras Odom, with the Tiras Odom, so we can answer Rabbi Kilegia's Kashe on Aces. Now, but we have to go over the whole Ramban, but I just want to mention what the Tiras Odom says. Tiras Odom says that the Inoch Nami, Kovet Abriyes is Deiche all Yisrael Rabbon, except the Yisrael Rabbon of Meloch Shnitzrich of Gufo, of Pshimen, that is Potea, but that Yisrael Rabbon, Ramban says, is much more homo than any other Yisrael Rabbon, because that Meloch Shnitzrich of Gufo only in this specific situation happens to be Osam and Rabbanon at Neraise. But in another situation, so the same act would be Amaloch HaTzricha Ligufo. Let's say, Mitzis Ames, the Rambanes, the Kashe, according to Reb Shimon, it should be allowed to be Mitzis Ames even from Rishus Arabim. Because it's Amaloch HaTzricha Ligufo, so it's only Osam and Rabbanon. So he says, no, Amaloch HaTzricha Ligufo is Osam and Rabbanon, but this the Rabbanon is more humble than any other Rabbanon. Because the same act of being made CMS under certain circumstances could be us, could be high. Let's say, when does Rav Shimon say he's potea if he's made CMS in Kivre? Or conditionally, he's bazed in Jesus Rabbi. But suppose he wants to perform an autopsy on the mess, then it's in Locha Tzrech Legufo. So since the same act of Itzoi, under other circumstances, would be in Locha Deraise, so even if the circumstances are such, that it's not the Meloch HaDeraise, because it's Meloch HaTzricha Ligufo, so Kovet Abriyas is not there. In other words, that the Rabbonon of Meloch HaTzricha Ligufo is more chomer than any other Rabbonon. The Rabbonon of Carmelis, so Kovet Abriyas is there. The Rabbonon of Meloch HaTzricha Ligufo, Kovet Abriyas is not there. The Abriyas is not there. But the Rabbonon of Carmelis is there. Then he has the Kashe. So why does the Gemore actually, it's the same Kashe as Rabbi Kilegia asks against Teisves. So the Ramban asks against himself. So why is there a machlekes between Tanekame and Rabbi Yudit Melokinsh as to whether Matzil is a mess in that lake or not? And Tanekame says, you're not allowed to be mitaltil the mess, even though the purpose is to be Matzil in that lake. And Rabbi Yudit Melokinsh says, you are allowed and because of a Teich Odom Bol Almeisei, but let it be muter even according to Anekame, an account of Kovet Abriyas. So this is what he asks. So he says, Vikashi, hotil tum loche, that's in Tiras Odom. Vikashi, hotil tum loche shem lo yikya bateri, dum yili kamles, velo yiti ruwa mishin kvid abriyas, afil bit leike, velo yikya oitineik. Rabbi Yudim Alokish di Shore, Mishum Dil Gosa Lerguye, Avaloi Mishum Kovet Abriyes, Mamesh Lai Krab Kiliyas Kashan Tezis. Yeish Leima, Tanikam Rosea, Mishum Deef Shalim Mitna Lai Kikyaroi Tinik. Vei Lichom Mokim Dochuk, Shlo Ya Matzi Al Yochel Litin Olof Kikyaroi Tinik. O Yechod Min Akelim, Shu Lovu Shvicha Yeitze Ben, Umishum Ocher Rosea, Rabbi Shue Ben Leib, Rabbi Yudim Alokish, Sova, Ima Tzrichas Lila Dure, Bosa Kikyaroi Tinik, Oso Lerguye, Mishum Shodom. בואו על מי זה, הלכך שרינו לי להצילי, להדיה כדיבויה, והלכה זה כבו עושה, והלכה זה כבו עושה. Now, so the Ramban gives a teretz, with that teretz, so thesis is not difficult. We can answer, Rabbi Kilegia's Kashe. So he says, of course, Kovet Abriyas is deicha deisa tefta mukse, is deicha all the Rabbanons, except, Meloch HaTzricha Ligufo, that's mochamo. But all the Rabbonons, Kovet Abriyas is Deiche. But in every case, there is no case where it's not possible to be made see the mess, to be mitalt the mess of the Kikar Etinik. Because Kikar Etinik doesn't mean daf ki Kikar Etinik. Does it have to be a Kikar? It can be a handkerchief, it can be a jacket, it can be a coat, it can be a pair of shoes, it can be, I mean, any eichel. It doesn't have to be a kikar, it can be an orange, it can be anything. So how is it possible? How is it possible, let's say there is a fire in the house? So could we conceive, even in our imagination, that in the house there is nothing? Nothing. Only the house, which is mechuber, I mean, and the mess, nothing else. So let's say there is no kikar. There is no kikar. There is no tinik. But there is a man, otherwise there wouldn't be any problem altogether. So the question wouldn't be a relevant question if there is no man in the house who wants to know whether he can carry out the mess or not. So there is a man, the man wears godim, he wears a jacket. I mean, unless all the men that are in the house are completely naked. I mean, and that's inconceivable. So it's impossible to visualize. As a matter of fact, before Pesach, I was walking in New York on Broadway 86th Street, and there was a man walking completely naked, without any baguette, completely naked. And there were hundreds of people. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon on 86th Street and Broadway, near the newspaper stand, and there were hundreds of people, and a black person completely naked. I mean, it's nothing to do, the color has nothing to do with that. I mean, it could happen to a white man just as well. Just happened to be a black person. So, completely naked, and no one said anything, nothing.
In New York?
In New York, You want to know it's who's in Chicago. Okay. Anyway, but the Ramban says, it's inconceivable, I mean, that there is no way of taking out the mess of the kikar tinik. So, what does the Gemara say? Idi ke kikar tinik. Idi ke kikar tinik, my time tane kame. Idi leke, my time rabbi Milokish. But it's not shayach idi leke. The answer is, the Gemara, when the Gemara says idike means when there is a kikar or tinik, you don't have to be tereyach yourself. With these, you can carry out. You see, here is a mess, and then there is a kikar near the mess. So you don't have to spend any time, no tirch, nothing. You just take the kikar, you put it on the mess, and you carry it out. I mean, you don't have to waste any time, no tirch, nothing. That's the meaning of dike kikar or tinik. Idileke doesn't mean the leke. Leke means there is no kikar or tinik. But he wears a jacket, he wears a coat, a jacket, he wears a hat, something, a yarmulke, he wears something. So Bemele, he can take off the jacket and put it on the mess. So that's like how the kikar tinik, it's not a aloche, dafke kikar tinik, and the object. As long as he doesn't carry out the mess by itself, exclusive of any other object. But that will involve a certain hardship. I mean, so it will take another minute until he takes off the jacket and so on. So that's called dleke, because you know when there is a fire and so every second is of essence. So Mimele the Gemara calls it dleke, but it doesn't mean dleke that it's impossible to carry out the mess. So that's why dleke my time with Rabbi Melokish. So in other words, it should be muter. Why should it be muter? So idleke my time will be mokish. So in other words, so why? So it should be osea. So it doesn't mean idleke that it's impossible. Idleke means he doesn't have a kikar available, but he wears godim, so he could take off one bag, or he could take off his shoes. I mean, he has something. He wears something. He's not a gavra teloye that doesn't have anything. But idleke means that he'll have to spend some time. He'll have to take off the shoes, or he'll have to take off the jacket. So Mimele, my time with Rabbi Yehuda Melokish, but it's leke, we call it leke, but it's still possible to do it. So why is Rabbi Yehuda Melokish matir and Nisa Tilpa Mukse just like that? Because of Kavod Abrius is muter when it's indispensable, when there is no other alternative. But if there is another alternative, then it's not muter to be Iver Anis Rabbonim for Kavod Abrius, even if it involves a hardship. Even if he has to, you know, it will be uncomfortable for him. If he takes off his shoes, it will be uncomfortable for him to walk without shoes. So it will be uncomfortable for him. But as long as there is an alternative. So the Gemara says, Lo, dikula al mitul matash meitil. Fine time to be the locus, you can show them bowl, I'll may say, Ilishom is lay us in your boy. So, in other words, we are dealing with the Tanakam and the locus deal with the case where he doesn't have a kicker until he can available without any hardship. But there is still an alternative. He can take off the shoes, he can find something. So, Memele Tanakam says, Ematzilin Sames in that lake. It doesn't mean Ematzilin Sames in that lake. He should let the mess be cremated in the fire. Hasri Sholem. That not. But what does it mean, Ematzilin Sames in that lake? He's not allowed to take out the mess by itself without, let's say, something, an object. So even if he has to be Matriach himself, and which will cause him to be uncomfortable, he'll have to take off his shoes and put it on a mess, and he'll have to walk barefoot. So he has to do it. A matzil is a mess in the atleike, just like that. But so then Rabbi Meloki says, no. If you tell him, listen, you cannot take out the mess just like that. You have to take off your shoes, you have to get something. So then in the wash, he'll forget and he'll extinguish the fire. So Mimele, we are matter him, Rabbi Meloki says. Since it involves a certain hardship to carry it out al yidido barache, kikarotinik means al yidido barache. So we matter, since it involves a certain hardship, he has to take off the shoes and have to lose time. So we are matter him according to Rabbi Lokish on account of the fact of mitirsho the bol al meisei to take it out just like that. To take it out just like that. Okay. So that is. So this is what Ramban says now. Ramban doesn't spell it out, but this is what Ramban means. He says, "Vikashe hotil tum locha shenu ika beteirai dumi lekarmeles v'lo yitiru amishim kida priyes afilu bitleike v'lo yiki kiaritinek v'rabiu lemeloki dishore mishim dilu mosel yirbuye avoloi mishim kovet priyes yeish leim atane kame osea mishim deefshal mitna lo ki kiaritinek vein lichomokim dochuk." And even if you don't have a kiaritinek, so there is a hardship. But with the hardship, you can do it. Ve'im luchom lokim dochik shlo yamatzel yochel liten ol kikar itinik or yechod min akelim shu lovush. He doesn't have a kikar. He doesn't have a itinik. All right, but he's lovush kelim, lovush body. He wears a jacket. He wears shoes. He wears socks. He wears something. He wears a hat, so he can take off one of his body. Shu lovi chayitzemen umshimoche oseh. So what does it mean? Tanikam oseh, not that he is mechuyev to let the mess be cremated, be burned. No, chas v'sholem. In other words, he is not allowed to take out the mess just like that. V'Rabbi Yehuda ben Lokish sovar imitzraches leladure bosakikeru itinek osu lirbuy mitir mishim shodom bol al meise hilkach shavin laatzil lehedik liboy. So in other words, so Tesis could agree with the shite of the Ramban. So this is so he can answer Rabbi Kiliger's kashi. What does Rabbi Kiliger ask? The answer is no. Suppose we have such an inconceivable situation, the Ramban says that it's inconceivable. But suppose in today's world it is conceivable. Suppose there is nothing, no object, just a house, an empty house, and people who are completely naked. No baggage, nothing, no shoes, nothing. So, in such a case, the Ramban would say, "Einochaname." The Tanakam would also agree that he is allowed to carry out the mess like that, because he cannot carry out the mess al davarachia. So that's the teretz on Kiriyas Kashe, and this is what Tesis means. The Shanitil to Dev Shal the Kikaritine. So even the Tanakam who asks that, it doesn't mean it's also even when it's impossible, where there is no other alternative. No, there is always an alternative. Even if a kikar tinik is not available, but a pair of shoes is available, a pair of socks is available, a hat is available. So, but that will take a little time, a minute or so. So, Tanakama says, no, we don't allow him to carry it out immediately. We tell him, first you take off your shoes and you put the shoes on the mess, and then you take out the mess. Why? But in Haname, if such a situation will arise where it's impossible, so then it's moved there. So there is no kashi by Akilei. Alright, now, let's see the Ramban. First, this I read from the Ramban in Tirasot. But, the Ramban, the Chedushim on Shabbos. Alright, Shogar Rav Nachman, Afuka Lekamos, Pirusha Mephoshim, Dal Yikiki Aroitine Koyo, Viafa Pisha Utro Kamles, Mishim Kvida Priyes, Isotil Kolo Yuta, Shafu David Melach Yisroel Mes, Mutal Bechamo, Lo Yipiru Litalte, Elo Bekiki Aroitine, Vitaime Lifishi Isatil Kol Kimushef Shalisakin, Al Bekiki Aroitine, Lo Yipiru Chachomim Leilo, Avo Lisa Kamles, Kimushel Litakone, Bishuinien, Mishim Kvida Priyes Iteru. ובשיס הטילטל כיו משאשר לסכן על דקיקו לתינק ליטרו חכומים לילה אבל לסכם לס כיו משאין לתקון בשום עניין משום כובד הבריאס משום כובד הבריאס יתרו הבריאס יתרו ולי נראה שהטילטל הזה כיו סוי קוליק תרשי So even in the case where the mess is in Bikamal, Mutal Bikamales, so you're only allowed to take him out, carry him out with the kikar or With the kikar etinek, but without the kikar etinek, according to Rashi, you're not allowed to carry him out. That's Rashi, but the Ramban is chelik. Vilini reshatin klaze kim di tzorich litzili kamles, but the kikar etinek muta. Shelo yemesi bi tzoye shalei. Shima mesuta bi tzoye mishum kvedei. Ha kikar batinek yechutru litzion. Avol bim taltale. Bershus hayochim, nicham litzeu, shitzrichu kikar, oitinek. משום דאב של ניסלק מכאן ישראל טיל so the Ramban is חלק על רשי and the Ramban says when is it necessary to carry the mess together with the kikar tinek that is if he's lying in the chotz so then there is no shail of it so there is only shail of tilt mukti so in order to dispose of this mukti he has to carry them he has to be mitalk the mess in the chotz in the rishis hayochid together with the kikar tinek Bashein Kainiv. He can Bashein Kainiv in the mess is Mutul the Kamles. So we are faced with the Nisaritsoye. So then we cannot tell him you carry it from the Kamles Noshis Ayochid or carry Daladamas in Kamales together with the Kikar. So then, like this, if he is to carry it without the Kikar, so there is only one Itzoy. But if he carries it together with the Kikar, so he does two Itzoyes. And this is self-imposed, I mean. So the Kovid Abriyes, you cannot say he's allowed to do two Itzoyes because of Kovid Abriyes. Why because of Kovid Abriyes? As far as the Kovid Abriyes is concerned, the Kovid Abriyes forces him only to carry the mess. The Kovid Abriyes doesn't force him to carry the Kamales, Taladames, or to carry from the Kamales, or Shayochim. The Kikar along with the mess. So in other words, we discussed, in connection with the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan Hamei Tzeichlin Kishio, that was the last year, just before Shavuos. Hamei Tzeichlin Kishio, im bikli chayv al eichlin, u poter al akli, v'im oyet kli tzorich lechayv al akli, shmamen o eichl shnei zeis echile be'al mechot chayv shtayim. So the Rashbo has the kashe, we mentioned the Rashbo has the kashe, how does he say, shmamen o eichl shnei zeis echile be'al mechot chayv shtayim, possibly sumche says the chite, But even according to sin, even if we say that Tzumche says Eichel Shnei Zeis Echelev Be'al Mechod is Chayim Shtayim so it's only if Eichel Shnei Zeis Echelev was a chaze Be'al Mechod is Chayim Shtayim but Eichel Shnei Zeis Echelev was a chaz then he's certainly Chayim only one chatos because then it's only one Mais Avere so in this case it's only one Mais Avere So how can he be chayev to chatois, assuming that eichel shnei zeis echelev ben lemechot chayev shtayim, so it's only eichel shnei zeis echelev b'zachaze, but not eichel shnei zeis echelev b'zachaz. So the Rashbo gives the teretz. So since it's gufim muchlokim, so mimele it's considered like two separate maisavets. So the Rashbo shite is that when one is meitzi. Let's say in a kele, let's say 10 oranges in a basket, 10 oranges. So the Rashbo shita is that it's two separate itzoyes. It's not one itzoy, but it's two separate itzoyes. But we mentioned the Loshna Rambam, even though the Rambam mentions it in connection with Agat Klish Meyaget, but the Rambam explains, why do we say Agat Klish Meyaget? Because then it's considered the Kele and the Eichel in Biseicha Kele are considered like one Chayitz. Like one Chayitz, like a candelabrum that consists of many parts. So Mimele, so the reason is why, Agat Kli, Shmei Agat, in other words, let's say, suppose you have a basket with many bananas in it, and then you are Meitzi, that basket, half of the basket with the number of bananas is already in the Rishus Rabin, but half of the basket is still in the Rishus Hayochid, so you're not Chayev. If Agat Kele, Shmei Agat. So the Rambam explains it because the bananas with the basket, with the Kele, are considered like one object. So it's like a candelabrum that consists of many pockets, of many parts. So suppose he'll take out, let's say, a sefer, and he'll make it from Rishus Sarayochit into the Rishus Rabin. And half of the sefer would be still in the Rishus Hayochit. He wouldn't be chayev, or let's say a candelabrum. One perek, one part of the candelabrum is still in the Rishus Hayochit. So he's not chayev. So if you have Eichlin in the Kele, so then the Kele is miagadet, as if it had been one Kele. One Kele. So Mele, according to the Rambam, it should follow that when one is Meitzi, let's say a basket, with many Eichlin in that basket, so it's not two Itzoyes. The Rajba says, since it's Gufim Mechalokim, Mekelim, Deichlin, so it's two Itzoyes. Even though it's done through one Maise, but it's two separate Maisaveres. It's two separate Maisaveres. So it's like Eichel Shnei Zei Zecheile B'Zeach Hazeh, not like Eichel Shnei Zei Zecheile B'Zachas. But according to the Rambam, so the Pshat in Agat Klish Me'agat is considered like one B'Kele. So Memele, it's only one Maisaveres. So if it's one Maisaveres, so then the question is, how does the Gemara say Shmameno Eichel Shnei Zei Zecheile B'Lemechot Chayiv Shai? So in order to answer this Kashe, there's the Rambam. So I mentioned the Machlikes, the Rajbo, and the Ram in Beitzeh, whether Marbe Bishurim, so according to the Rashbo, Marbe Bishurim and Shabbos involves only an Israel Rabbanon, and according to the Ram, it involves an Israel Reis. Let's say, suppose someone is a Chilash Yesh B'Sakon, and he has to drink one glass of water, and then somebody will fill up a whole kettle with water, and that will have not one glass of water, but 1,000 glasses of water. It's a big kettle. So according to the Rashbo, he's only Veren Yisrael Rabbanon. Because since he has to put that pot on fire, even though he only needs one glass of water for the Chilash Yesh B'Sakoneh, so, and he puts a big kettle with water, so it's Marbe Bishurim is the same act, so Marbe Bishurim is only Osam Rabbanon. But according to the Ram, Marbe Bishurim is Osam Deraisi. And so Mimele, by Chilash Yesh B'Sakoneh, it's Osam Deraisi. Mashein kein bayontev, so if a person has to eat one kazayis of meat, so he can put in the pot 100 kazayisim of meat, because it's the same act. Why? Because oichal nefesh is hutro, so memele marbe bishurim is muta. Mashein kein pikach nefesh is tchuyom, so marbe bishurim is not muta, so it's just on the rise. So memele, according to the Ram, if somebody will, let's say, you need for a chile, to be mivashel for a chile, only one kazayis of meat, and he'll be mivashel one chaticha of meat, that is 100 kazayisim, in the same part. So, and he'll think that it's muter, so then it'll be chayil chatos, according to the Ram. Because Marbe Bishurim is also Medraise. So in other words, according to the Ram, Marbe Bishurim is also Medraise. So Memele, we have to say that the Rambam, this is how he answered. The Rambam. So the Rambam agrees with the Ram, and he applies it even to Yitzoy. So in other words, so the reason is why the Gemara says, Shema Menoich, Vimo Yikli Tzorich Lechai Vav Hakli, Shema Menoich, Shnei Yisrich Lechai Vav Lechai Vav Shtayim. So Rashba's Kashi is, but here it's not Yikli Shnei Yisrich Lechai Vav Bozeach Hazeh. Here it's Yikli Shnei Yisrich Lechai Vav Basachas, and everybody will be made it. Yikli Shnei Yisrich Lechai Vav Basachas is only Chai Vav Chatos. So the answer is, over there, so there is only one Maisa Vere. It doesn't make any difference whether a person swallows at one time, with one stroke, one kazayis of chilev, or he swallows two kazayisim of chilev. It's just one maisavir of achilas chilev. Less than kazayis is not a chilev. But whether it's kazayis or two kazayisim or ten kazayisim, so it's the same maisavir. Mashein ki marbe bishurim. So two, it's like one big chilev. like agitpli means that it's one bikele. But suppose someone has to take out just one kregres of an eichel for a chileshev sakone, and he'll take out two kregres, so he'll be chayiv for the second kregres, even though the second kregres that he doesn't need for the chile is part and parcel of the same object, because ma'abi bishulim zasim b'deraisa. So mele, this is the Rambam shita. Now, the Ramban here is chilek on Rashi. Rashi shita is that when was Rav Nachman by Yitzchok matir to take out the mess into the carmelis? Only al yidei kikavitinik, Rashi. Because without kikavitinik, he will be there and he's of tilt moves. So the Ramban asks, why should we tell him why should we impose upon him an extra iser of itzoye in order to alleviate the iser of mukze? After all, he is faced with the iser of mukze. He is not faced with an extra iser of itzoye. So you should tell him, no, in order to avoid tilpul mukze, so you better carry twice rather than carry once. That we don't say. Now the question is, the Ramban Svoresh appears to be a very strong Svoresh. So why does Rashi say the contrary? Why does Rashi say that we should tell him to carry from a Carmelis into Rishis Ayochi together with the Kikya? Well, after all, he is not, as far as the Kovid Prius is concerned, so it's not necessary to carry a Kikya, but it's necessary to carry a Kikya in order to alleviate the Isa Tilta Mukse. So we should impose upon him another Isa Ritzoye in order to alleviate Tilta Mukse. What's the Svore? What's the Svore? And we cannot say that tilpul mukze is more chomor than iser itzoye. On the contrary, tilpul itzoye is only a rabbonon, and it does not come within one. Even with the rabbonon, it doesn't come within the lametes meloches. Mashein kein tilpul mukze. So even with the rabbonon, it doesn't come within the lametes meloches. Mashein kein tilpul b'shus rabim and b'kamores. So with the rabbonon, it's like hitzoye b'shus rabim. So why should we, in order to alleviate tilpul mukze, the rabbonon of tilpul mukze, impose upon him another act of hitzoye? That's the Ramban svore. But you see that the Rishonim were chilek, and Rashi is not the only one. The other Rishonim will agree with Rashi. What's the svore? So if we say, apparently, you'll see that. So he says, "V'lili resha tilpul hazeh kivn litzorich leitziyah likarmeles v'lo yikikar v'lo yitineik muta shelo yemeisiv beitzoye shalei shimames muta beitzoye mishim kvedei hakikya v'atineik yechutru leitziyah avo b'mtaltele b'shtayoch mecham litzeil hushu yitzricho kikar yitineik mishim de'ef shal yisalek mikam yisrafel." Now, if we say that when one carries out eichlin in the kele, so it's a separate itzoye and eichlin, a separate itzoye and kele, even though it's done through one act. So if we say like the Rashba, that it's considered like two separate itzoyes, then we cannot say contrary to the Rambam. But if we say, as we said in the Rambam, that the Rambam shita is that when you carry out eichlin in the kele, then it becomes like one object, and it is only ma'abu b'shurim. So too, we said in the Rambam that ma'abu b'shurim itself is osam d'raise. So then we still could say, so the Rambam could agree with the Rambam shita, but Rashi will have to say that when you carry out, let's say, an eichel in a kele, then it's not two separate itzoyes. It's only an inyan of ma'abu b'shurim. It's only an inyan of ma'abu b'shurim. Because if Rashi would hold that when you carry out an eichel in a kele, so it's two separate itzoyes, like eichel shnei zeh zechele bozeh achazeh, so then Rashi couldn't say, there would be no logic in saying that in order to alleviate that is the Rabbanon of Tilkel Mukte, we should tell him, no, you realize two Itzoris, not one Itzor. My Chozis, after all, he's not faced the Kovet Atriyes. You see, the Itzoye of an extra object is not in conflict with the Kovet Atriyes. What is in conflict with the Kovet Atriyes? The Isa Tilkel Mukte is in conflict with the Kovet Atriyes. So let him behave here. Let the Tilkel Mukte be Nitche. Why should we impose upon him another act of Itzoye, and then the Kovet Atriyes should be Deiche, two Itzoyes, rather than one Itzoye? So, but now, even if we say that the Ramban agrees with the Ramban, and I mentioned once that possibly the Ramban agrees with the Ramban, so the Ramban's argument still has great logic. Because true that it's considered like one object, but if the Ramban agrees with the Ramban, so in order to answer the kashya against the Rambam from that Gemara of Shema Meno, Eichel Shleis Yisachim Eber, Mechot Chayiv Shtayim, we have to say that the Rambam agrees with the Ran in Beitze, that Marbe Bishurim is Osam Ederais, that Marbe Bishurim is Osam Ederais, so we still can say like the Rambam. But if we say that when one carries out an Eichel and a Kele, then it's only one Itzoy, but it's only Mabe Bishurim. It's like a person who needs half an orange for a Chelesh Yeruzakoneh. And instead of cutting up the orange into two halves and carrying out half an orange, he doesn't cut up the orange and he carries in the Rishus Rabin the whole orange. That's Mabe Bishurim. According to the Ram, it would be Oseh. It was a Midraise. But since it's a year of Mabe Bishurim, then we can explain Rashi. So we have to say that according to Rashi, so when a person carries an Eichel in a Kele, then it's only one Itzoy. But why does the Gemara say, Shema Meno Eichel Shnei Zeichel Belamechot Chayim Shtayim, that it's like Eichel Shnei Zeichel Bezeach Hazeh? Because Mabu Bishurim itself is also Midraise. So Mimele, if we say Eichel Shnei Zeichel Belamechot Bezeach Hazeh is Chayim Shtayim, so Mimele, when he carries out Eichel in a Kele, Bibasachas, so it's Mabu Bishurim, it's also Midraise, it could also be Chayim Shtayim. So that is Rashi Shittim. But then you can still ask the kashya. So what difference does it make whether it's two itzoyes or one itzoye? If Mabu Bishurim is also Midraise, so even though it's one itzoye, it should be considered like two itzoyes. No, but the Ram says that the reason as to why the more the price says in Beitze, Mimali Shon Deiro Kulo Vavhal Bishin Itzoy Chal Dekazai Sechot, because Ichon Nefesh in Yom Tev is Hutrum. So Mimele, but Bakuach Nefesh it's also Midraise because it's only Tchuyo. So whenever it's Tchuyo, so then you are only allowed to do what is indispensable. But over and above, what is it indispensable? There is no tree. If it is hutro, so as long as a certain act is muter, so it's muter. We do not say, since this woman wants to eat a yontef only a small piece of chicken, so maybe she cannot put in the pot the whole chicken. We do not say that, because after all, it's the same act of bishul, whether she puts a small piece of chicken in the pot on fire, or she puts the whole chicken in pot of fire. So Melan, since it's utro, so the whole act becomes utro. But even in the case where it's utro, we wouldn't say that since it's utro to do one act of bishul, so let him do two acts of bishul. That not. Let's say, suppose she needs only one piece of meat to eat on Yom Tov, but she put in many pieces of meat. And then she put it on fire. And then she realizes that in order that all the pieces of meat should be cooked properly, so then she needs a bigger fire. But in order that one piece of meat should be cooked properly, so even a small fire will be enough. So then if she asks Kishayle, can I make the fire bigger in order that all the pieces of meat in the pot should be cooked rather than one piece of meat, so we'll tell her certainly not. Because we don't say, since it's utro, so since one act of bishul was muter, so another act of bishul is also muter. The Ran only says, in the Raise, where is the same act, So in case where it's tchuyo, so tchuyo means that whatever is indispensable is deichem. Whatever is not indispensable, so is not deichem. So even the same act, it is also medraisi. So chilish is a kol tchuyo. Mashen kein, mudachas chal nefesh is utcho. So memele, if we say, so we have to say that the Ramban certainly, that Rashi certainly holds that when you are meitzi and eichel in a kele, so it's one itzoi, but it's marbe bishul, zar bishul. Now, and that's Rashi. So if Rashi shita had been that when you are meitzi and eichel in a kele, so it's two itzoi. Like two itzoyes bezeh hazeh, so mele when you are meitzi a mess with a kicker on top of it, so it's like a kele with an eichel in it. What difference does it make? So if when you are meitzi an eichel in a kele, it's two itzoyes. So when you are meitzi a mess with a kicker on top of it, it's also two itzoyes. So then he couldn't say that in order to alleviate the iser of tilpul mukze, we should impose upon him an extra itzoy of kamas. How can we say that? But so Rashi Shita is obviously that when you are meitzi and eichel in a kele, it's only one itzoy. Mimele, when you are meitzi a mess, and on the mess you put a kiker, so it's only one itzoy. But it's marbe bishuri. It's marbe bishuri. So still Rashi says that we impose upon him ribushurim nitzoye in order to dispose of the isatul tumukze, even though right now it is the isatul tumukze that is in conflict with Kavod Avreyes. It's not the isa of an extra itzoy. Because Rashi Shita is, there is no extra itzoy. It's the same act of itzoy. But it's marbe bishurim. So marbe bishurim, it depends. If it's an inyan of tchuyo, so marbe bishurim is osa. If it's an inyan of utro, so marbe bishurim is muter. So we can say that Rashi Shita is that this aloche of Kovid Abrius, that is deichem, Yisrael Rabbanon, is utro, not tchuyo. But the Ramban, we don't have to say that the Ramban doesn't agree with the Rambam. The Ramban can be explained in both ways. If the Ramban shiti is that when you are meitzi and eichel nekele, so it's two itzoyes. So when you are meitzi, mess with the kikar, along with it, so it's also two itzoyes. So then the Ramban is certainly reasonable. But even if the Ramban shiti is like the Rambam, that when you are meitzi and eichel nekele, so it's only one itzoye, it's only ma'ale b'shurim. And Marbe Bishurim, and we said, according to the Ran, Marbe Bishurim is also Medraise, by Chilish Yish Besakone, because it's Tchuyo. But by Melechas Echol Nefesh, Marbe Bishurim is Mutea, because it's Utro. So the Ramban Shite could be like the Rambam, and still the Ramban is Masikan Rashi, Kan Rashi, because true, it's only Marbe Bishurim, but after all, what heter do we have to impose upon him Ribu Bishurim, when the Ribu Bishurim is not in conflict with Kavod Abrius? Only the Issa Mukze is in conflict with Kavod Abrius. Because the Ramban Shite could be that Kavod Abrius is only Truyo. It's not Utro. And whereas Rashi Shite is that Kavod Abrius is Utro. Now let's proceed with Ramban. Vilinire. שאם כן אפילו רשוס הרבים לקביצה, אז תיניק על איסורי דרבונם בעלמי, כדרמונה. וכיוון דרשוס הרבים לקביצה, אז תיניק על איסורי, לקרמלה, סמות על חתחילה. ואפילו בלוי כובד הבריאס. וכיוון שהתיניק מותר להציע לקרמלה, המס מהתיניק דם ממותר. כחזינו מפרק במאישו, וכבי אלה סוצליחי של פלייטן, מותר לחתחילה, סורון תנסס, סליחי של פלייטן means that a woman, so one Tana says that a woman is allowed to wear, to carry on her godim, a little flask with psomim, with perfume. I mean something that emits a very favorable fragrance. So why? Because the fragrance, the reyach, the Platon, so that's itachshit. So Mimele, she's allowed to wear it, to carry it, because it's itachshit. So Yesh Mishayim, so he says, this is Arab Rabbi Yisrael Barabe Mori, I think it's the Baluitu. So Yesh Mishayim, Shatil to Aldi Kikaroyo, Veloy Aldi Tinek, Shimkei Nafil Shus Arabim, like a bit of a stinek, a lisure, Rabun and Balme, Kidramor, Vichivin del Shus Arabim, like a bit of a stinek, a lisure, Likamus, Mutal Hatrile, Viafilo, Likamid Abries, Vichivin Shatinik Mutalizi, Likamus, Hamesimatinek Namim Mutter. So what does he say? That when Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok was matter, when Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok was matter to carry out the mess in the Carmelis, so he agrees partially with Rashi. According to Rashi, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok was matter to carry out the mess along with the Kikaroret in it. And Rav Yitzchok Mori says, no, he was only matter to carry out the mess along with the tinek, not a kiker. What kind of a tinek? A tinek that to whom the aloha of Chaynei Sesatzme applies. Whatever the shio of Chaynei Sesatzme is, whether it means making footsteps or it means hilabragov, whatever it means. In other words, not a small infant, but a big child. That to whom the aloha of Chaynei Sesatzme applies. So Mele, suppose he would carry the tinek in the Rishis Arabi. In the Rishis Arabi itself, he wouldn't be even a raisi. But if somebody carries a tinek, a child, in the Rishis Arabi, he's even a rabbonon. So since in the Rishis Arabi, carrying a child involves only a rabbonon, so in the Kamales, it's with al-Hatrile. In other words, Rav Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Mori agrees with the shita of the Pritvuo, not with the shita of the Mogen Avrom that we discussed. There is a machleket between the Mogen Avrom and the Pritvuo. The Pritvuo, as to whether one is allowed to carry a child in the Carmelis. So the Pritvuo says, as the Dovah Poshet says, and is Deich the Mogen Avrom Bishnei Yodai, because the Mogen Avrom assumes that just as it is also Midah Rabbonon to carry a child from Rishus Rabbim, so called the Tikkun Rabbonon Kinder Raisa Tikkun, so it's also to carry a child Midah Rabbonon even the Carmelis. The Pritvuo is Matri Bishnei Yodai, and he says, it's like the machleket between Abai and Rove. Lo yami dodo b'shisayochid yishte b'shisarabim. So machleket Abai and Rove, whether it's lo yami dodo b'shisayochid yishte b'kamoles. And Rove says that it's only b'shisarabim. It's only osam rabbonon. So the mele in kamoles ligoslu. It's like zeren ligzeren. We pass like Rove. So here too, since carrying the child to b'shisarabim is only b'rabbonon. So in the kamoles, we are carrying a real chayvetz is only b'rabbonon. This would be zeren ligzeren. So the pritvuo is matre de mogavrom b'shdiyadai. So Rabbi Kveiger explains the Pritvuo, but then at the end he says that while the Mogen Avrom Shita is very reasonable, but he is maker. So we said that the machlekes between the Mogen Avrom and Rabbi Kveiger is on this question. Now, midraise, most Rishim say it's also to carry a child in Rishis Rabbi. Why? So you could say that midrabonon it's also. So you could say that the pshat is while midraise. A chai who is neis esatzme, who eases his own burden, is not a mase. That's the Lashon Rambam in the mase, but with the Rabbonon it is a mase, even though he eases his own burden. So that means with the Rabbonon it's a tzoy. Or we could say if with the raise a chai is not a mase, so with the Rabbonon it's not a mase either. But with the Rabbonon it's a special gzeire, because if we'll allow a person to carry a child who can walk, so he might be led into carrying an infant who is a day old, who cannot walk, and that will involve an Issa Hitzoyim Mirais. So it's only Xere. So apparently the Pritvuo assumes that the Pritvuo and Rabbi Kveiger in the end, the Amachia, that it's only Xere. So Xere in the Carmelis, you're not Gezer. But the Mogen Avrom holds, no. Midraise say Chai is not a Masse, but Midrabonon it is a Masse. So we see that Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Mori agrees with the Shite of the Pritvuo and Rabbi Kveiger, not with the Shite of the Mogen Avrom. So maybe he says that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok was Matir in the Carmelis. He was Matir in the Carmelis. He was, so he says, V'yesh, Shatil Kral de Kikar Oyev Loyal Ditinik. So he says that So, Rav Yitzchok Bar Mori says, on the contrary, that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, so was Matir al-Dikikya. So that's why he was Matir only in the Carmelis, but in the Rishus HaRabim not. Mashikin al-Ditinei, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok would be Matir, even in the Rishus HaRabim. Shatilt al the kicker or you will it. Shim kid afflicious Arabian like a bit to astinically sure the Rabon and Baume. Kid Ramono, the Himdlicious Arabian like a bit to astinically sure, Likamless Mutal Hatrile. So without, so then we deploy Kamdapriest, so we don't have to resort to Kamdapriest. Why? Why would it be Mutta without Kamdapriest? It would be Mutta to carry a mess al Yidei Kikabitinik. Because the Aloch is that when one carries a child in a carriage, so he's potter even on the carriage. Now, when you put the kicker, when you put the tinnik, and the mess, so that means the mess is like the carriage, and the tinnik is like the tinnik. So the melee is potter even on the mess. So he's potter even on the mess. So in other words, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Moshe Tzichel Guf is Chayev, so only if he carries out just the mess by himself, but if he carries a mess along with the tinnik, so since the, and the tinnik is potter, so the mess is like a carriage for the tinnik, so melee becomes tofet, it becomes bottle to the tinnik, so he's potter in the Rishus HaRabim even according to Rabbi Yehuda, but in the Rishus HaRabim, so some Rabbanon, so milin kamles is mitol chatchile. Anyway, so we see that Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Mori agrees with the Pritvua, and he says even a bigger chiddush in the Pritvua, because the Pritvua is only matir carrying a child in the kamles. He is not matir carrying a child in a carriage in the kamles, and there is a very good reason to distinguish between carrying just a child on your shoulders in the kamles and leading a child in a carriage in the kamles, because everybody must agree with this premise that where something is awesome in the Rabbanon, is it so in the Rabbanon, then call the Tikkun Rabbanon can rise the Tikkun, it's also in the Carmelis as well. But the Pritvua Shita is that the child is not a Masi. So even the Rabbanon is not a Masi. Even the Rabbanon is not a Masi. So, but the Chachon Morgeze, the Rishus HaRabim, he shouldn't carry a child that can walk, because if he'll be allowed to carry a child that can walk, he might be led into carrying a child that cannot walk, and then it'll be a real itzor. So maybe, so becomeless loy gozo, becomeless loy gozo. So that's only shayach when you carry the child on your shoulders. So then we can understand that tzvore of the pritvue. We can reasonably understand it. That, in other words, that even with Rabbonon it's not a masi. Mashiach, when you carry a child, when you lead the child in the carriage, so with the raise you are putting on the child, on the carriage. Because with the raise there is aloche, shakli tofeil, ligavi atinik. But what's the pshat makli tofeil, ligavi atinik? Since he's carrying the kele, for the tinik, so it's not, it doesn't have chshiles mitzadats me. So mele, it becomes tofel, so it's not in the Mechoshuv. So it's like poches mechishurim. So chotzi shiur, like chotzi kregas. Now the Ramban says beferesh, and there is no one is chelik on it, that it's also to carry chotzi kregas in the Carmelis as well, because mid raise, if it's less than kregas, so it's not in the Mechoshuv. But mid rabbonon, even chotzi kregas has some chshiles. So mele, with the carriage is not less choshuv than the chotzi kregas. So mele, mid rabbonon. In the Carmelis on Shabbos, that he doesn't say. He only is matia to carry a child on your shoulders in the Carmelis. But Rav Yisrael Bar Mori goes one step further, and he holds that just as it is muter, that since midraise it's muter to carry a child in the carriage, in the Rishus HaRabim, so in the Carmelis it's muter lechatchile. Why? Apparently he holds that the halacha of Tofeil Ligabi Tineik implies that the thing that is Tofeil Ligabi Tineik has the same din as the Tineik itself. So since the Tineik is not a Masse, so Alpidin, the carriage is not a Masse either. The carriage is not a Masse either. Is not a Masse either. In this Itzoi, the carriage is not a Masse. In another Itzoi, the carriage is a Masse. But in this Itzoi, since I'm carrying it for the Tineik, since the Tineik is not a Masse, the carriage is not a Masse either. So even with the Rabbon in Rishus Rabbim, it's not also a Beteras Itzoi, but Beteras special Gzeira. So maybe the Kamles is matter. But that doesn't mean that Rabbi Gevayah will agree with the whole deen of Rabbi Yitzchak Abimor. Rabbi Gevayah is only matter the child, but not to lead the child in the carriage in the Kamles. Alright. Vizui das Rabbi Yitzchak Abimor. Vizal, very noch more. But then, there is another Chidesh in Rabbi Yitzchak Abimor. That's a big Chidesh. In other words, he equates Meitzias HaTinik B'mito. He equates Meitzi HaTinik Al Gabi Ames with Meitzi HaTinik B'mito. The Ramban is chelik on it. Here, you see over there, so B'mitzias, in good faith, he is only carrying out the mito because of the Tinik. It wouldn't occur to his mind to carry out the carriage if not for the Tinik. So mainly it becomes bottle. Mashinkin here, it's only Arome. Is he interested in his heart to carry out the kikar? He's not interested in being meitzi the kikar in the Rishus Rabbim. He's only interested in being meitzi the mess in the Rishus Rabbim. But he uses the tineik only as Arome. So mainly since it's only Arome, we do not say tofa. But the shita of Rabbi Yitzchak Abimor is no, that even though it's done as a arome, but the fact is that the kikar is that the tinik, we are talking the tinik, that the tinik is carried by carrying the mess. In other words, he puts the kikar on the mess and he carries the tinik by carrying the mess. So in other words, physically, b'mtzias, he uses the mess as a vehicle through which he can carry the tinik. But subjectively it's arome. But b'mtzias, it is used as a vehicle. Subjectively it's arome. So mele, the Ramban shita is that since subjectively it's arome, so it doesn't become tough to the tinik. And Rav Yitzchak Abimor says, no, since b'mtzias objectively, the mess is used as a carriage, as a vehicle, as a medium whereby he can carry the tineik. So mele the same aloche that the mito is tofel to the tineik applies. So, but the Ramban is masik. Vizui das Rav Yitzchak Abimor izal. Veini nochen klal. The also mikaritzoye li beisem mitzleichisimo. Hoil viyesh be beisem nasik itachshit. Dium yedachai be mito shepotah. Kim shetzricho lo yutveilei. Der Talmud hat viel Rebbe Yudet am Loch zu gehen, aber kein Wille, was er gut hat. Aber Loche, ich kann jetzt so, ich will am Mess, ich bin ein Tinnik zurück am Mess, weil ich sage, ja, wie zu Jose, was ich in die Mitte, ich bin ein Zweig, und ich bin ein Mutter, und ich sage, ich bin ein Zweig, wie hier, zurück am Loch. Wie zurück am Loch. So, number one is Chely, kann die Equation that Rabbi Yitzchak Abimor makes between Meitziat Tinik Bimito and Meitziat Tinik Alames. Because over there, so subjectively, is Meitzi the Mito only because of the Tinik. It wouldn't have occurred to his mind to carry out the Mito if not for the Tinik. But here, so subjectively, his purpose is carrying out the mess, not the kikar. And subjectively, on the contrary, he carries out the tinik because of the mess, not the mito because of the tinik. But objectively, it is used as a vehicle. So the Ramban shita is that when can we say that the mito, that the vehicle is bottle and tofel to the tinik only when subjectively it is tofel. But if subjectively it is the ikar, but only objectively it is tofel, then it doesn't become tofel. Then it does not become tofel. This is one point that the Ramban makes. But then he emphasizes something else. And then, in other words, He says because Rav Yitzchok Bar Abba Mori certainly assumed, like the Pritvur, that when the Chachomim Asert, carrying a child in the Rishus Rabim, so they did not declare it as a Masi. So just as Midraise Yechai is not a Masi, Midrabon Yechai is not a Masi either. But there may be special Gzeira. Gzeira Mishum Tinei Sheinim and Yachachas Meite Lachas. So since it's a special Gzeira, so be calm, let's go, so let's go, says the Gzeira. This is what Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Mori says. And then Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Mori says another Chiddush, that the Pshat in Hamito Tfeilo Legabi Tiniki is that it acquires the same status as the thing to which it becomes known. So since the Tinik is not a Masi, so the Mito is not a Masi either. So even with the Rabbonon, it's not a Masi. So just as with the Rabbonon, a Tinik is not a Masi, so the Mito acquires the same status. The same status as the Tineik, so maybe it's not a Masi either. So maybe according to Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Mori, you are allowed to lead a carriage with a child in it on Shabbos Nikamas. But the Ramban is chilek on Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Mori. And the Ramban, he doesn't want to discuss that question. So that question that is discussed between the Mogav Avrom and Rabbi Kreiger, as to whether the Issa Rabbonon of carrying a child which is a rabbi is an Issa Ritzoyim Rabbonon, it's considered as a Masi, or it's just a new Gzeire, that he doesn't discuss. But he takes it for granted, like Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Mori. In other words, like Rabbi Kreiger, like the Pritvur, that the reason as to why the Chachomim were assert to carry a child which is a rabbi is not that the Chachomim declared a Tineik as a Masi. Because if Midrai say Chai, who is as his birth, is not a Masi, so the Rabbonon is not a Masi either. But the Chachomim asked it, Mitiras Gzeira, in order he shouldn't be led into carrying a child that cannot even make footsteps. So since it's only Gzeira, so become as Chachomim didn't ask. But whereas Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Mori assumed that the aloche of Hameitzi is a Tineik b'imito, Potter afal amito, mipnei shamito tfeilo litinik, implies that when something is tofil to something else, so it acquires mamish the same status as that to which it is subservient. So the Ramban says no. The pshat in potter afal amito is that since gabei tzoye there is a halacha that you are only chayev if it has substantial chashivas. But if it doesn't have substantial chshivas, you're not chayv. That's the reason as to why if one is made see food, poches mechik regres, you are potter, because it doesn't have substantial chshivas. And slight chshivas is not enough. So, but it must have substantial chshivas. So, mele, if he's made see a child in a carriage, so the carriage is subservient to the child, so he wouldn't have carried. He wouldn't have carried the carriage, if not for the child. So mele, in this itzoye, he's poter alamito, because in this itzoye, the carriage is not the machoshuv. It's only subservient to the tineik. It's not the machoshuv. So it's like chotzik regres. But chotzik regres with Rabbonon is considered itzoye. Ramban says that it's also old regime agree that you're not allowed to carry out the chotzik regres. Chotzik regres in a kamaras, but the Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Mori mentioned the raya from the Gemore in Bami Isho Yitzo that a certain Tana says that Muteres Isho Lotzeis be Tzleiches Shapleiten. What does Tzleiches Shapleiten means? She has a certain basin like perfume in this little flask, and she wears that little flask, so she is poter. Since the perfume is a tachshid, so the flask is also muter. So the Ramban says there is different. So he says, "Veini nochemklal, the also nikar itzoyer libeisem utzleichesimo hoyu v'yesh beibeisem nasek tachshid." Dumi da'achay b'mito shepoter kiv shetzrich alei. So he emphasizes the Ramban that over there, since the heter of carrying the perfume is in tachshid. So mele, as far as tachshid, what is tachshid depend upon? Tachshi depends upon the fact that women like to go out with it. That's what makes it into Itachshit. If women wouldn't care for it, it wouldn't be Itachshit. So the Mele, since it's a derech of women to carry perfume, the basin, not by itself, but in a little flask, so and the flask is subservient to the basin that is Itachshit, so just as the basin is Itachshit, the perfume is Itachshit, the flask is also Itachshit. That you can say only in regard to a basin that is contained in a flask. So since it's subservient to Itachshit, so mainly the thing that is subservient to Itachshit becomes Itachshit al Pedin by itself. Mashenke, when you read a child in a carriage, true that the carriage is subservient to the tinaik, but the tinaik is not a masse because it is his burden. So even the rabbonon is not a masse. But the chachomim masse that no, which is a rab mishum zeire. But the masse it isn't even the rabbonon. Mashenk in the carriage, you cannot say that the carriage even with the rabbonon is not a masse because in midraise there is aloche of the bochochon. So just as meitzi chotzi gregres is potter because it doesn't have sufficient chshives. So meila meitzi satinik mito since he doesn't care for the mito in this itzoye. He doesn't care for the mito per se. He only leads out the mito because he wants to lead the child in it. So meila it's like chotzi gregres. He doesn't have sufficient chshives. But something that does not have sufficient chshives is not considered itzoye mid reise, but the rabbon is considered itzoye. If the rabbon is considered itzoye, so called the tikkun rabbonon can reise tikkun. So maybe kamus is also. So the Ramban makes two asoges on Rabbi Yisrael Mori. One asoge is that we cannot make any equation between meitzi atinik primito over there. It's not only objectively subservient, but it's subjectively subservient. Mashenk in here, we cannot make an equation of meitzi atinik bimito with meitzi tinik al gabimes, because here it's only objectively used as a vehicle for the tinik. But subjectively, on the contrary, subjectively, so the tinik is subservient to the mes, the other way around. So according to Ramban, in order to apply the halacha of Tofei Ligabi Atineik, it must not only objectively be subservient, but subjectively it has to be subservient. Here, subjectively, it's the other way around. The Tineik is subservient to the mess, not the mess to the Tineik. And according to Mitzvah Mori, the only thing that we consider is whether it is objectively subservient, not whether subjectively it is subservient. That's one asoge. And then he says that in regard to Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Mori's premise that it's muta lechatchile to carry out a child in a carriage in a carmelis, so he's chelik. He says over there a woman is allowed to walk out with a little flask that has perfume because since the flask is subservient to the perfume and the perfume is itachshit, and how does something become itachshit? How by fashion, by the practice, by the usage and the practice and the custom of people. So since it's the derech of women who care for this tachshit of perfume, of platen, to carry it in a flask, so mele, it acquires mamish the same status as the perfume itself. Masheinke, tinek b'mito, so the tinek mid rabbonon is not a masse, but the mito mid raise it's not a itzoye because it's not a substantial of a choshuv. Masheinke mid rabbonon, we don't need it of a choshuv. So even chotik reires is chayev, even a mashu is chayev, because it has a slight chshives. So when something is subservient to something else, it still has, it's not idom choshuv, so it's like a chotzik regress. So mid rabbonet is itzoye. So since mid rabbonet is itzoye, so called it tikkun rabbonon can rise.
That no food can be brought into the classroom to this medresh. We have a dining room, and if somebody wants to drink something, he has to eat it in the dining room. It's really my fault. One student came over to me and I thought he was asking a theoretical question, whether there's any water, any heter to drink in this medrash. So I told him that the Ramban is matia, aniim, to eat in this medrash, because they are nibais. But it's only muter in a hardship situation, in there, if there is no other place. I didn't know that he was asking it aloch l'maise, but as a result of that, it seems everybody took it for granted that it's all right to drink and to bring in food and everything. This is a kalus reish, this is a nisa gomo, and I was very embarrassed before Rav Goldwicht, because one boy, while Rav Goldwicht was giving the shiur, was drinking from the pot. And Rav Goldwicht noticed it. It's a bizoyin Torah, and it's about time that new Torah should have their heretz. I mean, that when a Rosh Yeshiva gives a shiur, he should not drink. And from now on, no pap, no food can be brought into any classroom. Every classroom has a din of a bis medresh. The Ramban is matir for anim, who have no other place to eat. The Adnebayis is matir. Otherwise, it's a kalus reish. In Kedushas Bisaknesses. And every classroom has in Kedushas Bisaknesses. And there is no heter to drink. It's not a hardship situation. It's okay. A person does not have, a bentore does not have to be a mifunek. That's number one. And number two, from now on, the attendance will be taken at the minyan and at the story. And no one can learn in any place other than the bismedresh. And no one can come after the davening. It's a very bad example for the younger boys. And if you want that the younger boys should have their acharetz, you have to set an example for them. And by coming in, everyone at his own convenience, so you are setting a very bad example. And I want everybody to know that even those who are on the smicha program, they have to attend this year. And if anyone is absent from this year, he cannot attend the smicha shiur without explaining it to me. And I will not let him into the shiur. And anyone who does not come to the minyan every day cannot come to the shiur unless he explains it to me. That should be made clear. I was embarrassed before Rav Goldwicht. He noticed that while he was giving the shiur, it's not one of this class, fortunately. But he was drinking from a pot. American boys don't have any intuitive sense of their heretz for a Rosh Yeshiva. And if the boys here, if the older boys here will show their heretz for Kedushas Bisaknesses and for Rebbe, for a Rosh Yeshiva, so no younger boy will speak nivul peh in the Bismedrash. But if the older boys have no their heretz for Rosh Yeshiva, can drink from a pap when Rav Goldwicht gives a shiur, how can you expect that younger boys shouldn't even speak vulgar language in the Bismedrash? In the other building there was no space. We had to do everything. But here, Baruch Hashem, we have enough space. And complaint was mentioned even by Mr. Orton that the students here do not maintain the building clean. Tzach Hashem too. Now I mentioned last time, we left off by the Gemara, Tnan Hosom, that the Rambam, he is chilek on all the Rishenim. According to most Rishenim, probably all Rishenim except the Rambam and the Raibet. The Raibet happens to agree with the Rambam on that point. So, the halacha that Kodol Kvidabri, Shadichas, Lizeh, Shabbateh, or applies even to the Kovid Abrius of a mess. But the Rambam Shita is that only the Kovid Abrius of a Chai is Deiche Kolatirko, is Deiche Loises Eshebatir or Loisoso, Isuri de Rabon. But Kovid Abrius of a mess is not Deiche. Is not Deiche. Now, the Rambam, he mentions it in Perik Teslov, Mihilches Shabbos, Halocha Chavez. וחיימי שישריח ונזבא זה יסע מדי, ולא יוכלו שכנים לעמד, מציין איסי משוס היוכל לקרמלס. נדויץ, ולא יוכלו שכנים לעמד. Only in such a situation, ולא יוכלו שכנים לעמד. But if it's יוכלו שכנים לעמד, so then you're not allowed to be as Rabban. That's the Rambam Shita, and the Raivet agrees with the Rambam Shita. All the other Shinim Achilik. Now, we see that there is a halacha of Kovid Abrius that is deiche, even a deraisa that is b'sheva taisa, and that we learn out from mesmitze lacheise, that's the Gemara in Brochas. Now over there, it's a Kovid Abrius of a mess, and still it's deiche, even a deraisa that is b'sheva taisa. Not the rights in Kumvasei, because Chochma v'Tvuno v'Neged Alishem. So how could the Rambam and the Raivet say that the Kovid Abrius of Emes is not Deiche in Yisrael Rabbanon? So we have to say, we have to apply Teisves Chidesh in Bogmitzie, in Ilum Mitzies. Teisves says that even though there is a halacha that Kovid Abrius is Deiche in Yisrael Rabbanon, even in Kumvasei, and there is a halacha that Kovid Abrius is Deiche Shevaltaise, let's say, suppose someone has to be Maoli's child, and then he goes and he finds a mess mitzvah. So he's mechuyev to forget about the mill of the child and to attend to the mess mitzvah. But there is a difference. As far as an Yisrael Rabbon is concerned, so even Ignai Kotten is the Yechen Yisrael Rabbon. Even Ignai Kotten, Mashenki, as far as an Yisrael Raise. So only Ignai Godel. So a kumvasei with the raise, it's not a Ignai Godel. So I made the climb big day patient after the shuk, even though he has to strip himself naked. But if it's Shavataisa, let's say somebody finds out, he walks in the street, he finds out that his sitzes are posel, so Mele is Eivir and Esed Raise, so it's not Mechuyev to take off the jacket, the shirt, and take off the tzitzis, because it's Ikom Dabriyas. That's Ignai Godel, when he takes off the shirt in the street. But Ignai Kotten is not Eiche. So Mele, when the Rambam says, when the Rambam the Raivet say, that Kovid Abriyas of Emes is not Eiche, so he only means Rabbonon, so he only means Ignai Kotten. But Shemkin, if it's Ignai Godel, so then the aloch is, it's Deiche even a Reise b'sheval Taise, so it is certainly Deiche, the Rabbonon even become a say. But where it's Ignai Kotten? So there is a special aloch that even Ignai Kotten is Deiche a Kovid Abrius. Even Ignai Kotten, Kovid Abrius, is Deiche and is a Rabbonon. So that, according to Ram, the Raivet applies only to Kovid Abrius of a Chai, not to a Kovid Abrius of Imes. All right. Now, after the Gemara, Etnan Osam. Hatilei Simoni Tume. So there is a lab of Yishoma B'nega Atzaras. In other words, you're not allowed to remove something that brings about Tume in the person. And if he removes it, if somebody has an Isguf, a Baheres, and his Kate says he cuts it out, so, is he ever allowed the rice? Yes, what is it?
Regarding the Rashi, previous looking at the two already mentioned, we discussed.
All right. So I'll discuss it with you. I mean, I already started this. Okay, I'll discuss it with you. Okay. But I already started it. Okay. All right. Now, so is he ever allowed the rice? Is he ever allowed the rice? In fact, so at least money to me. So the mail is mitaya. By plucking the Simoni Tume is mitayet, so is ever love or via vihichvo hamichyo. So even
Rashi. Hatilu simonei tumen. Shtei sairis livone ish abeeres bitami behem. Vihichves amichyo. Michyas bosachai vusimen tume biseis. Vihichvose levato levato. Mishim michyo ulitaro. Eime beleisese. Di ishoma binega atzoraz. Itma. Achas mishtai michayev. If someone is teleish, one out of two, because in order to be tomei, they have to be shtei sairis. So if he is teleish, he plucks out one, so it becomes toya. So everybody agrees that he is chayev. Suppose there are three sairis, and then someone plucks out one, so two sairis still remain. So he does not eliminate the tomei. Is a chayv or not? Achas misholish. Rav Nachman on a chayv. Rav Sheish is a mapot. Now, the Fimish Korishin, so one would be disposed to say like Rav Sheish, yes, because after all, he doesn't remove the tumme. But Rav Nachman says chayv, he does do something that ultimately might result in removing the tumme. Rav Nachman chayev ane ma'azov di mishtak lechode achite ozlo letume. Alright, right now he plucked out one, so two remained. But then, if little later, he or somebody else will pluck out another one, so then it will, the tume will be pocket. So mele, it involves the love of Hishoma b'nega tzoraz. Rav Sheishis Oma Poter Hashtem Bie So easily to Oma Rav Sheishis Mino Aminalo That is Poter. And we do not say that in as much as he is Mikariv the Havkoas Tume, so that too involves the love of Hishoma B'nega Tzoraz. We do not say that. Vitnan V'chein Kazayis V'names V'kazayis V'nam V'ilochai. So if somebody takes out less than the shiur, the regular shiur, the ordinary shiur is kregres. But suppose someone takes out less than the kregres, so he's not in the bachoshuv, so he's not chayv. But in certain situations, even if he takes out less than the kregres, he's chayv. So, kazayis mnames, kazayis mnamei lo chayv. Why? Because there is tume. Ho chotzi zayis pota. Vatanya chotzi zayis is chayev. Chotzi zayis chayev. My love, ho di tanya chayev. De afke chotzi zayis micha zayis. So he was mafkia de shio tume. So vo di tnam potea de afke chotzi zayis micha zayis mechzo. So the kazayis remained. So he's not mafkia any tume. So since he took out less than the kregres, so he's not chayev. So it's a raya that we, even though here it's not a question of Hishoma b'nei gatzaraz, but the same svara applies. In other words, whether, because what is the essence of the isa of Hishoma b'nei gatzaraz? Not to be mafkiatum. Now, if we say that when one removes, plucks out one hair out of three, so he's chayev, that means that Alpidin is considered being mafkiatum, even though at this moment two sires remained. But Alpidin is considered to be mafkiatum because he is mikarev dafkos tume. So being mikarev dafkos tume is considered like afkos tume. So Mimele is a very shom negatzaraz. So the same thing should be true with Abi Shabbos. In other words, if being mikarev dafkos tume is considered like afkos tume. So Mimele, even if he takes out a chotzi zayis, mikazayis umechzo, so he should also be chayev. It should be considered as a dovah choshuv because he's by removing half a kazayis from his kazayis and a half, he expedites dafkos tume. If somebody else will do the same thing, then the tume will be poka, will be less than a kazayis left. So, my labor is tani chayev dafki chotzi zayis b'chazayis. V'hod itnam poter dafki chotzi zayis b'chazayis omecht. So it's a right. That ligabe the love, shomer negatzaraz, the same thing is true. The Rav Nachman, Ide, Ide, Chai. We hold it Nam Poter, the Ofik, Chotizayas, Mimes God. So we see a Chiddush from that Gemara. Because one would say that according to Rav Nachman, that Achas Misholish is Chayev. Why? Even though at this moment he wasn't mafkia to me because two sides still remained. But if somebody else would pluck out another hair, so then Tumeh will be poka. So Mimele, he's Mikariv Davkoas Tumeh. So it shouldn't make any difference whether he plucks out one hair out of three, or he plucks out one hair out of 10, or out of 100, or out of 1,000. Because he's still Mikariv. So we see from this, no. Only when the kiruv is a very immediate kiruv, just one and that one other act like this one is necessary to mafkia to me. But if more than one other act like this one is necessary, so then it's not considered like afkastum. Only when there is a very important kiruv afkastum. All right, now the Rashi. Chayev, echon beish lohoye beyal shtei sairev tol shechot chayev. Di shakol litum, shei mitamo epochis beis dochi alfil no bitiraskeen. Shia shnai, vechayev malges. Mailo av hori to, di to ne chayev da vichot zayim kazayim, di shakol ipatsko lishurim. Vori tan epote nmo vichot zayim kazayim shemechot. Da avo gav di mutam tzim lishio lav milsi. Vla amirin ane di shokum ne ipur tesu es lishurim. Mimez godu ane mini. Now let's see the thesis. Ane maasov, di mishtak lechodi, biachas miarba. The mishtak lechod achrite namel laz letum is kula al memeli de pota the havek moi chotzi zayis mezgon. Only Rav Nachman is only mechayev by in the case of one who blocks out achas misholish, but not in the case of one who blocks out achas me'ab. V'od itnam pota daaf dofik chotzi zayis mezgon. V'o adin da havi motzel ukme ken gelekia lechotzi zayis novad el nichal el lishnuye. Bichotzi zayis mezgodl, the have a ribusa tvei. The lekel chotzi zayis and hakil pshita di pota. Vidavke chotzi zayis, aval kazayis mezgodl chayev, aval gavdi mishtakle zayis achil azle tumi. Mikol mokeim, so then he says another thing. Vidavke chotzi zayis, aval kazayis mezgodl. If he takes out a whole kazayis mezgodl, then he's chayev. Why? So by doing the same act again, so Tume will not be poka, but in order to be considered idova choshuv, it doesn't make any difference whether it becomes idova choshuv on account of the fact that he's matkia Tume, or for another reason. Mikol mokim ane maasov, dim shechotchu leigori obosar hames, ushiyitziva hames min habayis, viyishoya kazayi zeh, because when he cut off, he removed a whole kazayis na mes, so even if the rest of the mes that is already detached from this kazayis will be taken out, so mimele, but the whole bayis could become tome as a result of this kazayis, so mimele it acquires shis. In other words, only kazayis umechtzo, when there is such an immediate kill, because in order to be mafkia tilma, it's only necessary one additional act like this one. But if two additional acts like this one are necessary in order to be mafkia tume, then it's even according to Rav Nachman, it's not considered that question. All right. Hanetil tziponov zubozu, oy bishinov v'chinsare v'chinsfon v'chinskoni. So if someone cuts off one nail by the other, or with his teeth, there are certain people who cut off the nails absent-mindedly, sometimes absent-mindedly, and sometimes deliberately with the teeth. So v'chinsare, suppose he takes off the hair with his hand, or the mustache, or his beard. V'chein hagidles, if a woman plaits her hair. V'chein hakecheles, if she paints her eyelids, v'china pikesis. Now pikesis the atupsha. Rashi says, Yesh merabei sayimrim misakne saro bimasrei kol biyadai. Rashi doesn't say serekes, but Teisves mentions in the name of Rashi, Mashi pirish bekintres pikesis hani serekes biyad oy bimasrek. So he mentions serekes. It could be, of course, serekes also comes in the expression misakne saro bimasrek. But serekes means when you comb with a comb. But you could have misakne saro bimasrek without combing. When you comb, you do like this with the comb. But suppose you take the comb and horizontally you put it down on the hair and you straighten out the hair. That's not combing, but it could be considered misakne saro bimasrek. Misakne saro bimasrek. But serekes also comes within misakne saro bimasrek. But it doesn't mean that only serekes comes with the misakne saro bimasrek. It can be even without actually combing. Just to put it in straightening out the hair with the masrek, with the comb. That's one pshat in the cases. In other words, makeup. If the woman rouges her face with makeup, so according to Rabbi Lezer, she is mechuyevet echatus. It's only awesome the Rabbi. Now we'll see in the Gemara what kind of an issa are written about. Rabbi Lezer mechayev bichulam chatus. V'chachomim eisrim mishim shvus. V'itayim ide Rabbi Lezer miforesh b'gmorim mishumay mechay. Omer Rabbi Lezer, machleikis biyat. The machleikis so we have a machleikis between Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbonon as to whether in the case where a person is natal tzipon of biyat, whether he's chayev or he's not chayev. According to Rabbi Lezer, he's chayev echatus. According to the Chachomim, it's only a nisa de Rabbonon. So machleik is biyad, avol bichli chayev. If he uses a kli, let's say he uses a nail clipper or scissors, a kele, so then even the Chachomim are made that he is chayev. Even the Chachomim are made that he is chayev. Pshite, zu bezutna, zoi bezutna. In other words, it's mentioned in the Mishnah that only if he removes one nail with the other. Mauri teim rabon bichlinam epatre. Why should rabbonim say that bichlinam epatre? After all, bishleimim when he does it be a dime, when a person does it be a dime, so it's klachayad. It's not the natural way. But when he does it with scissors, that's the usual way. So I could say that geizes only applies to tzemel. Mauri teim. But not by tziponai. When does Rabbi Lezer say that when one takes off the nails with his hands, so then he is chayev only when he does it to his own hands. But if he cuts off with the hand the other person's nails, so it's certainly kelachayad. It's certainly kelachayad. Pshite tzipon of tna. So that means that Rabbi Lezer has referenced to a case where his nail is on tziponai. Mauri teim Rabbi Lezer chaver and am mechayev. Vodik toni tzipon of lidach okechan derabonon. Now, why is there a difference between le'atzmei and le'chaveri? Machlek is le'atzmei. Behold, im chayev rablez, she'yochel amin yodi le'atzmei, li'sakni b'likli, avo le'chaveri, en yochel amin es yodi, little yofe, Bilikli. So in other words, so what's the difference between Latzmei and Lachayad? So in other words, it's not that Rabbi Lezer rejects the concept of Lachayad. Rabbi Lezer will also be made that if somebody writes with the left hand, so he's potter, because it's Lachayad. But he holds when a person cuts off his nails with his hands, he can do a good job, even when he does it with his hands. So maybe it's not Lachayad, as long as he can do a good job. Mashein Kein, when he does it to the nails of the other person, he cannot do a good job. It won't look nice when he does when he does it to the other person. See, in Yochilame, as you're the little Yofibilikli. So mainly it is Lachayat. So it seems that according to Rabbi Lezer, the Klachayat, when is it an year of Klachayat? When as a result of not being done the usual way, so the result is not as good. It doesn't come out as nice. Now, we discussed that question in Kolbot. We discussed that question. We discussed that question that I'm Gimel on the base, at the bottom. Omar Rav Kope, Haiman Dishon Episel Idikle Vasa Tamre, Chayev Shtai, Achas Mishim Teleish, Viachas Mishim Fari. Ravashi Omar in Derech Tishe Bikach, Vin Derech Prike Bikach. Vin Derech Prike Bikach. So why? Because it's Lachayat. So the question is, how about Rav Kope? Rav Kope is Chilik and the Din of Lachayat. So he said, because Rav Kope holds, when is the Ripetur of Lachayat? Let's say if somebody writes with the left hand, so the writing, the script is not as nice, not as beautiful. Mashenkin here, the result is the same, but he does it in an unusual way. So in other words, so that's a machlekes between Rav Pope and Rav Ash, machlekes Amroi. Here, we have a machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbono. It's not shayach to say that that Rav Pope agrees paskins like Rav Lezer and Rav Ashi paskins like Chachomim. It's not mistaba to say that. So we have to say that one machlekes has nothing to do with the other machlekes, because over there, in other words, when Rav Pope says, When Rav Pope says, over there, Banetil Tzepono, in other words, it could be that according to Rav Ashi, who says that even when the result is just as good, just as nice, as if it had been done in the usual way, still there is a Ptur of Lachayat. So Rav Ashi says it, Rav Ashi says it, in other words, that Rabbi Lezer could agree with Rav Ashi's din too. In other words, it doesn't mean because Rav Ashi paskins like Chachomim of Rabbi Lezer. That's why he says, in derech plishe bikach, vein derech prike bikach. No, Rav Ashi could even paskin like Rabbi Lezer. He paskin like Rabbi Lezer. Because Rabbi Lezer could also agree with Rav Ashi's din, that when something is done in an unusual way, so then, even though the result is as nice as when it is done in the usual, in the natural way, so it's still klachayat. But that's why Rav Ashi says in derech klishe bikach, in derech bikach, and over there it doesn't make any difference how you are telish. Mashe'ikin here. So the reason is why Rabbi Lezer says. The reason is why Rabbi Lezer says that he's chayev, because there are many people who cut off their nails, with their hands and with their teeth. I mean, that you see every day, you see such people. Some do it absentmindedly, some do it nervously, and some do it deliberately, whatever the reason is. Most people don't do it, but there are a number of people who do it. So Mimele Reb Lezer holds, it's not considered Lachayat. But where the result is not as good, even though there are a number of people who do it, it's still Lachayat. It's still Lachayat. So Mimele, so Rav Ashi could say his deen even Alibed Reb Lezer. And then When the Chachomim say that Neitel Tzirponov Zubezu, so they say, so it is Potea. So it's not that Rav Pope cannot accord with the Chachomim. After all, we passed. Most Rishonim passed like the Chachomim, not like Rav Elazar. So here, how is it that Rav Pope says that he's chayev mishum tilin shvachat mishum farig? Why? Because the result is just as good. The result is just as good. But the Chachomim say here, that he's potter even when he does it to his own nails. So it could be, it's a question of degree. Because over there, Rav Pope says, that is chayev vachas mishum tilin shvachas mishum farig, vachas mishum farig, because there is no difference whatsoever. Does it make any difference how you are tailish the dates from the palm tree? It doesn't make any difference. There is not one iota difference in the result. Mashiach can hear true that one sheyoche, Rashi says sheyoche lamin yod de laatzme lisakne beloitli, but still, so you can do a good job, but it will never be as nice as when. Is when the nails are cut off with a clipper or scissors. So there is a diminution in the result of the act. That's why the Chachomim, according to Rav Pope, that's the reason as to why the Chachomim say that he's born. So in other words, so it's not tolu. The machlekes between Rav Lezer and the Chachomim is not tolu in the machlekes between Rav Pope and Rav Ashi. All right. Now let's see the thesis. Aval bichli dimer hakol chayev. Here we have a fundamental machlekes v'shem. Haneke Rabbi Yehuda dimer chayev v'mlocha shenitzrichel guf. V'im teima v'dilma rabbonon k'Rav Shimon svir alei u'minolei dimer chayev bichli. So here we say that bichli dimer hakol chayev. Bichli dimer hakol chayev. But why dimer hakol according to Rav Shimon? So one is not chayev v'mlocha shenitzrichel guf. So when would it be melocho hatzricha ligufo? Only if he cuts off the nails, because he needs the nails. Why should he need the nails? Let's say he wants to perform an experiment upon the nails. So then it would be a melocho hatzricha ligufo. Whatever reason, he needs the nails. Then it's a melocho hatzricha ligufo. But usually when a person cuts off the nails, he does it to trim himself. He should look nice. So the mele it's a melocha shenitzrichel guf. Now the other rishonim achilik on thesis, most rishonim achilik on thesis, and they say that even Rav Shimon will be made that when one removes the nails or when he takes a haircut, he removes the hair, he cuts his hair, or he takes his